G'day friends, it's the 4th of May, Monday morning, an opportunity to start the week, although we start the week on a Sunday, but as we get into our everyday working life or pattern, it's good to start in God's Word and in stillness. As we see the seasons change and probably some storm or wetter weather approaching, we look forward to that. So hit pause and just close your heart and mind and prepare for what the Lord wants to speak to you today. We come to the climax of the intention of the children of Israel's departure from Egypt, the encounter with God at Mount Sinai to worship Him and to discover more, which they had no idea what was going to take place or what was to come. They had seen God's hand already. So let's see in Exodus 19, verse 1. On the first day of the third month after the Israelites left Egypt, on that very day they came to the desert of Sinai. After they had set out from Rephidim, they entered the Sinai desert, and Israel camped in the desert in front of the mountain. Then Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain and said, "This is what you are to say to the descendants of Jacob, and what you are to tell the people of Israel. You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt, how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites." So Moses went back and summoned the elders of the people, and set before them all the words the Lord had commanded him to speak. And the people all responded together, "We will do everything the Lord has said." So Moses brought their answer back to the Lord. Well, we'll stop there. This encounter marks a significant moment of God's purposes, that out of all the nations He had planned to have one that would be not only those that would demonstrate and come to know Him to be an example for the world, but that eventually the Savior Himself would be born. A treasured possession. You know, there was a time in my life when there was a great deal of focus on the nation of Israel. And I have to admit, in the time of my own ministry, there has been an overlooking of their significance for God's future purposes. And there was... there's a theology that says that the church is now the new Israel. And I'm beginning to question that quite a lot as I read again how the return of Christ and God's purposes will again include the nation of Israel. And they are the barometer of world affairs. Extraordinary that They're the only nation that has been able to return to their land, having been exiled and removed. They are a miracle after the extraordinary amounts of suffering they have gone through to still be a nation in the last century. And also the Six-Day War, which brought them right back into the center stage of the world's affairs. So I've heard it said that the majority of the promises have already been fulfilled. There's a few left for the nation of Israel on Christ's return. So there's a significance about this chosen people. But back at this time, they had no idea. I guess the same for us, if we were called in to be a nation, of what that would really mean for your lifestyle and choices. And we are to learn from them and to humble ourselves to follow all of what God had given. This first encounter that Moses has as he goes up and back, apparently all of the teachings of Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy occur in these encounters. So it doesn't look like a lot's happening when Moses goes to the mountain, but there is, and that's where all the writings and things continue. But for now, let us be reminded of the special treasured place the nation of Israel has, and to pray for their recovery. And the testimony for us is that they have been held back for a time for our benefit. So we're treasured too. But it is those of the nation of Israel who have been set aside for God's eternal purposes, and that we have been included, grafted, joined into Abraham's family by God's grace. And may we never take that for granted. Proverbs 11. Verse 19, truly the righteous attain life, but whoever pursues evil finds death. The Lord detests those whose hearts are perverse, but he delights in those whose ways are blameless. Be sure of this, the wicked will not go unpunished, but those who are righteous will go free. Oh, God bless, friends. There's some truth there for us. Live righteously. Walk blamelessly. Seek God and attain life in what we say and do. God bless, friends. Be in stillness and quiet and rejoice that you have been grafted and chosen to be part of God's eternal family. And may we live in accordance with that. May I talk to you on Wednesday.